so many disciples. But I could not find them. So this should help them. He requested so many times that you should come with me in my preaching to the whole world. But at that time I refused his request because I was serving my Gurudev. But soon I followed him and I went to all the countries where he used to go. Now I have gone and seen his glory everywhere in this world. Now I realize why he told me to help his disciples. So many disciples, so many sannyasis and brahmachari. They are going to day by day, hundreds of sannyasis, they have left renounce order. So many senior devotees and sincere, they left their faith in ISKCON leaders. Now hearing my classes, all are now inspired and coming to me. My mission is same as his. No difference at all. They say, some say, ISKCON leaders, that his teaching and the teaching of Prabhupada are not same, but really same. I know that my disciples will not deviate. Very powerful. And that is why he wanted that myself should help his disciples. You know that his glory, that in a couple of years he preached over the whole world. He wrote so many books. And in whole world his books were distributed. He has written everything. But there is lacking of following his instructions. I want that all should follow his instructions. That is why I am traveling everywhere in the world. Especially my teachings are same as Krishna, as our gurus, like Rupa Goswami, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. I know that in this world anyone is not happy. Material enjoyments, they cannot satisfy anyone. all are bound to be old. All are bound to give up their bodies. So in this world, from beginning, baby up to death, anyone is not happy. Sri Krishna Chandra in Gita and Bhagavat and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he has preached his mission. If anyone wants to be happy in this world and after this world, they should accept God who has created this world. He is very powerful, very beautiful, sweet and very attractive. And that is why his name is Hari or Krishna. He has attributes and so many powers. In collective way, his power is Radhika. If he will surrender in his lotus feet, Sarva Dharmana Paritya, Mamekam Saranam Braja, Aham Tvam Sarva Pabdepo, Mahasucha. If anyone, he does not know where is God, but Krishna is everywhere, God is everywhere. He is in all kinds of, all atoms. There is no place where he is not. So if he will pray that I am surrendering in your lotus feet, he will hear. And he will give shelter. He will give all kinds of knowledge. And very easily you can see him and serve him. This service to any person in this world is not good. Not pleasant. But the service of Krishna was very, very pleasant and very, very happy. So if you want to be happy in your life and after your life, then you must chant him and pray him. One thing, if a person is very wealthy, very good children, very beautiful and qualified wife, father, mother, very good, he is very qualified, very sound health, then what is the need of doing bhajan? Sar Maharaj will speak something. Oh, sitting? There are not so many.
Janjanashalakaya Chaksu Murgadam Dehana Tasma Shri Gurudev Maha. Srila Gurudev has raised the question, if everything is going very well in our lives, then what is the necessity for doing bhajan or worshipping Lord Krishna? So to better understand our situation, we can tell a little story.
One thing. If anyone has any question, or by hearing question comes, or they can ask.
So to better understand what is our actual position in this world, we can give a little example. Actually, just now I was in India, and they sold me some glasses because now, getting old, eyesight is getting a little dim. Today, one of our young devotees here said, "Oh, you know, all those very old people over 50. Oh no, that's also including me now. So, at the time of the class, they said, "Oh, if you fill out this form, you win two tickets on a wonderful cruise, on a beautiful big boat with all nice things on it." That sounds very good. So I filled out the form. What did the view come? And they were advertising, "Oh, on this boat cruise, please come in." You thought you were delivering, but we're going to deliver you now.
A delivery system.
A delivery boy.
Sending your things.
Delivery
boy. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Korea.
Yeah, Korea.
Go on.
But he's not from Korea.
He's not.
So, this prize was very nice. This boat has swimming pools for swimming. And tennis courts for playing tennis. And a big screen movie theater also. And full orchestra. Playing while you can eat your dinner in beautiful with crystal chandelier restaurant. So I think, "Oh, very good, I will win this prize." So then I look more closely at the fine print on the ticket. Do you know what the name of the boat was? Titanic. Now, how many people want to go for the boat ride? No one. Why? Because you know it is doomed. You may think, "Oh, it is a nice boat ride and I will have a great enjoyment on this ride." Like all those thousands of people that night who lost their lives. They didn't think like that, that I will go on the boat and everything will be finished. They were thinking I will enjoy. This is called Maya. Or illusion. You cannot be in a happy in a place where everything will be taken away from you at any moment and you don't know when. So therefore, our great saints and sages of our Vedic tradition, not just our tradition, all traditions all over the world, great saintly persons, they are advising all of us, please don't be asleep. This life is very fragile, just like the drop of water on the lotus leaf. It is balancing on the leaf, then a little breeze is coming and the drop is falling off. So anything can happen to us at any moment and our life is several years ago, thousands of people went to work in New York, in the tallest buildings in the world, almost. In the safest country in the world, that other than Pearl Harbor, never been attacked by foreign nations. They all thought we are very safe here today. But were they safe? So don't neglect bhajan of the Supreme Lord. Because as Srila Gurudev is advising us, not only you can become happy now in this life, free from all worries and problems. But after this life, you can have a beautiful transcendental body. Which is eternal. Which will never become a very old body. And in which you will experience unlimited happiness. Serving the beautiful Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, just like in this painting right behind me.
Thus, there is necessity of doing bhajan. But problem is there. We want to chant. We want to surrender. We want to remember. We want to do some sadhan bhajan. But mind is so much restless. Even our, we cannot control our mind. At the time of chanting, sleepiness coming, or other so many businesses coming. So how to control our mind? And how to do bhajan? And what is bhakti? We should know. If you know that I must do bhakti, then what is that bhakti? We may say that we should gain knowledge and then we will do bhajan. So first of all, we should know what is bhakti and how we can control our mind engaged in sadhana bhajan.
我哋知道咩係 bhakti 咯，咩係奉獻服務，佢點樣可以係奉讓我哋心意去從事咧？呢個沙灘花就係呢個收集嘅。
Bhaktivedanta Aranya Maharaj will speak something about this. Radhe Radhe Radhe
Jai 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 Shri Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe
Because you are some weak. Very good. Your examples were very perfect.
First of all, after establishing the necessity to act in our eternal position of a servant of God, when we realize to do bhakti or devotional service to God is very important, then we'll have to know very clearly what is bhakti and what is the real meaning of devotion. Secondly, when we try to follow the path of devotion and we try to meditate and remember God, our mind is moving here and there. It's very difficult to control. How will the mind become under control? And thirdly, is it necessary to first cultivate knowledge and learn so many things, and then after that we can do devotional service?
Is there God or not?
Is there God or not?
Yes.
And another subject, is there God or not?
Where should I begin?
Huh?
With the definition of bhakti or whether there is God or not?
First, whether there is a God or not, and then bhakti.
Yes.
So, Srila Gurudev, he wants to make a foundation first, to establish the existence of God. In Vedanta Darshan, there it is explained, Dhyamma Dhyasya Yataha. The absolute truth is that from which everything has emanated. So we see that in this world, there is shape, color, activity, personality. There are so many varieties of fragrance, touch, taste, smell. So all of these things, they have a cause. Without exception, there is nothing in this world which does not have a cause. The cause of your physical body was your mother and father. And the cause of their physical bodies was their mother and father, and their mother and father like this. If in the street there's an accident, at once the police will come and the police will say, what is the cause? So everyone knows that all phenomena have a cause. So in philosophy, the question comes, what is the original cause of all causes? So the ancient scriptures of India, the Vedas, they tell us, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachid Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. The supreme cause of everything is Sri Krishna. Because the cause of everything cannot be anything less than His creation. Therefore, it should be concluded that the supreme truth or God is a person. Some people think that everything comes from nothing. But actually, you know, nothing comes from nothing. What to speak of something or what to speak of everything coming from nothing? Actually, nothing comes from nothing. Or if I have in my pocket $100, I can give you $10, $20, $30, $40. But I cannot give you $100 and 1 cent if I only have $100. So, in the same way, if God does not have a form, He does not have eyes, He does not have senses, He does not have activities, then how will His creation have all of these things? It is quite impossible. Therefore, the Vedas explain that everything has come from God. All qualities are in God. He is the origin of those qualities. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purna Udachyate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Oh, the Supreme Lord is complete, and whatever emanates from Him is also complete. So this is not only the idea of the Vedas of India, this is idea in all the prominent religions of the world. In the Bible, in the first chapter, Genesis, there it is stated that man was made in the image of God. So, if man has arms, legs, eyes, senses, personality, and activities, then how will it be that he was made in the image of a God who has none of these things? It is impossible. In the scriptures of the Muslims, those who follow Islam, there it is stated, Inha laha kalaka men suratihi, means that man was created in the image of God. So we should know that God is a person. He has a transcendental eternal body. And He has many qualities. He is very kind and loving. He is also causelessly merciful. So if we will pray to Him, He will listen and He will reciprocate with us. So it's very important to learn how to have a loving relationship and render devotional service to that Supreme Lord. Now we approach the subject. What is the definition of bhakti devotion? Srila Rupa Goswami Pai has defined this in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Anya vilashita shunyam jnana karma dhyanabritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. The meaning is that when all the endeavors of our body, mind and words, and also the feelings of our heart are engaged in activities which are meant exclusively for the benefit of Krishna. This is very important to understand. Because it's very easy to say, I love you. But does love have a practical expression? Yes. The continuous, unbroken, uninterrupted. Cultivation of all the activities of our body, mind and words and feelings of our heart. When they are constantly engaged in the service of God, then this can be called, it may be called bhakti. But there are two conditions also. The first condition is anyavilashita shunyam. It means that in your devotion, you should not have any desire except for the desire to give happiness to Krishna. There should not be even the slightest smell of any independent desire. And secondly, jnana kama dhyanavritam means that one's devotion should not be covered by the cultivation of jnana, knowledge. Here the word knowledge indicates cultivating philosophical understanding with the aim of attaining mukti or liberation from this world. The idea that everything is nothing, or that God has no form and we will mix with Him, these two ideas are against bhakti. Because if the soul and God will mix together and become one, then there cannot be devotion, because devotion is a relationship between two. Then one should not do any one's bhakti should not be covered by karma. That means the fruitive mentality. Today many people they serve God but they want some payment in return. Oh God, please deliver my daily bread. Oh God, please help me win the lottery. Oh God, please make me pass my examinations at college. So when we serve God to get some favors in return, this is not called love, this is called business transaction. one other important thing about devotion. Krishna Anushilanam means that our activities should be performed under guidance. The conditioned soul who is in ignorance in this world cannot perceive the presence of God. So how can he serve God? Therefore, the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, he sends into this world his representative. That is called Sri Guru, the spiritual master. Sri Guru, the spiritual master, has perfectly realized his relationship with Krishna. So when we render devotional service in relation to, that means under the guidance of Guru, and the Guru is related directly with Krishna, then our service can go and be appreciated by Krishna. So this leads very nicely to the next subject matter. How can we control our minds? So the first and most important thing is that one should surrender unconditionally at the lotus feet of Sadhguru, a qualified spiritual teacher. And then, under his guidance, one can engage in the activities of devotion. Beginning with Shravanam, hearing. We hear from the Sadhguru, the bona fide spiritual master, about Krishna's name, form, qualities, and we receive mantra from that guru. After hearing, then what we have heard, we should chant that. In previous ages, many thousands of years ago, Kriteya Jayato Vishnu, in the golden age, Satya Yug, people would practice silent meditation. But in this age, called Kali Yuga, the age where all people quarrel with each other, if you practice solid meditation, it is not powerful enough and your mind will not be controlled. So therefore, in this age, it is prescribed that the living entity, his mind will be controlled by loud chanting of
If
you all chant loudly in the association of devotees, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Then very easily the mind can be controlled. At last point, very importantly, the Guru gives to the disciple a relationship with Krishna. One can be related with Krishna like his friend, like a parent, or like beloved. So if someone will chant the name of Krishna with a relationship, oh Oh Krishna, you are my best friend. Oh Krishna, you are my darling child.
Oh Krishna, you are my darling child.
Oh best of all, oh Krishna, you are my sweetheart, you are my beloved. Then very easily the mind can be controlled.
Do you know the name of Gaya? Where he took salvation. Especially I'm of that place. So I want to tell you that in ancient time in India there was a very cruel hunter. He used to kill so many animals, so many persons, any saintly person, religious person who come into that forest, he used to kill all, top to bottom. One day a great sage like Narad came there. That hunter told, why you came here? I will kill you. He told, you cannot kill me. And he told like, oh, stop. And he was stopped, really. He could not do anything. Then he told that he took some water from his
water pot.
And he sprinkled on him. And but once he saw to whom he has killed, all are coming and killing one master after that. Is it clear what I told?
I heard the story, but this is something more better.
I'm telling in brief but perfect. And then he saw that all are coming and one by one killing me, and he became faint. And then Narad Rishi took some water from his pot and sprinkled again, and he saw that, oh, nothing is there. Now I'm
saved.
I am saved. Then that person whose name was Valmiki. He told that, oh, I want that, what should I do? Because all will kill me. So we should not kill anyone, not even animal, birds and ants or scorpions or snakes or anyone, or they will take revenge. Meat means M-E-A-T, meat.
Me eat.
To whom you will eat,
meat.
On next birth he will take you. So you should give up alcohol, meat, eggs, garlands, and all other things. Oh, he agreed, I'll give up all these things. But how I will maintain my life? Narada Rishi told, you should chant loudly, Hare, Hare, Ram, 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 Ram. But he tried, but he could not
utter
Ram, Ram. Then Narada Rishi told, oh, always you have killed. That is in Indian language, maro, 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 mara, mara, mara. So you should, can you chant mara mara? Oh, he told that easily I can tell. The mara 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 mara. And after what became? He was sitting there for a long time, chanting Ram, 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 and after he became perfect, he realized Ram means Krishna. He realized everything, and he became a perfect saint. So the names of Krishna are very, very powerful. Whether you know or not, more powerful than fire, air, water. Only you will have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
The energy, the power, Krishna will give you. He will give knowledge that how you can do sadhan, bhajan, everything. He will inspire
you.
In Gita he has promised, dadami buddhi yogam jena mam upayanti te. That, oh, anyone begging his mercy, who he gives his mercy, knowledge all kinds, how he can worship him, how he can chant, all kinds of energy and knowledge he will give. In India, in ancient time, Dervaje says his name was Agastya. One day a bird gave an egg and ocean took it away. Bird became very worried and she was weeping and went to Agastya Rishi. I'm weeping and begging that you should requesting ocean that you should return back my age. But he is not listening. You are very kind. You can arrange anyhow that ocean should give return back my egg. August went to ocean and told ocean at once he should return back her egg, otherwise I will take all your water and you will be waterless. Ocean did not listen him. And Agastya Rishi took one water from the ocean and all water came in his
stomach.
And it was dried and then ocean came in the form of a demigod and he returned back the egg. How August was so powerful? Because he used to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. So if you will chant, I'm guarantee. Believe on me. I will taking the guarantee that your all desires will be fulfilled, you will be happy in this life and other
lives.
There was a very characterless person. He went to forest and saw any person engaged with badly with any prostitute. And he himself sold his all property and gave it to that prostitute. And from the womb of that lady, 8 sons were taken birth. Last one was the son. He kept the name of his son Narayan. One of the name of Supreme Lord Krishna. After some time, death came and began to take from this body. And then he was weeping and loudly, oh, calling, oh, Narayan, Narayan, save me. He told Narayan for his own son, but he is so merciful, Krishna, that he at once sent his 4 messengers to save him. And they set this Ajamil, and after some time he began to chant pure Narayan, 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 and he went to Vaikuntha. He was liberated. I don't think that you are characterless, you are moralless, like hunters killing all others. So if he will chant, you are all religious minded, so chant louder, loudly, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
If you cannot chant regularly, then even in the morning you should chant one time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
Even one time in day. Oh, when you are giving up your bed, rising, and at that time you should chant. Only one round, not one round, only one time, Hare Krishna. If you cannot chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, or only Krishna one time. You should chant at least 6 months. And if no realization is coming, then